Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, the first John reading that we had, and the gospel said, if you have confidence, ask for what you want and you will receive it. Stop the rain. Now, it worked last night. We had our final mass at St. Joseph. We had a tent, pouring rain. And I said, Lord, stop the rain, in the middle of my homily. Sure enough, when Mass ended and we had to process to the front of the church to tie the ribbon to the door, the rain stopped. The sun started coming out. So I got power. Look out. But that's what God promises us if we are faithful, if we are good branches. And more than ever today, we need to produce good fruit. We need to do what we're called to do so that we, in our own little way or big way, whatever it might be, go out into the world after Mass and not just go back to our routine, but work at living our faith, to do what we're called to do. What is producing good fruit? Well, it's bringing Christ to the world. We, through baptism, have become missionaries, evangelists, children of God, and we have been commissioned to go and proclaim the gospel of the Lord. And not just to think that because we're nice people or we look nice, that somehow we're producing good fruit. The good fruit that should be produced is that we have more and more people coming into this church seeking baptism who are not baptized, in particular adults. We don't have that now. But that is a sure sign that a community of believers is producing good fruit, that people are somehow hearing the gospel message proclaimed by one of us and then coming here because they want to learn more. They want to be grafted onto the vine or become Christians through baptism. But that's what God wants. That's why God created the church. You know, we're not just here to come Sunday and have a nice celebration, but rather we're called every Sunday to remember our story, what it's all about, and then to live it. Because if we don't live it out there, as one writer said, we're really nothing more than practical atheists. Because when we go out these doors, we live like everybody else, forgetting God. And yet we are the branches, we are called to produce good fruit. And if you think of it this way, that's the story of salvation. You know, let's begin with Genesis, the very first book of the Bible. And there, Adam and Eve did the wrong thing, of course. They wanted to eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and they did. And God said, no, So suddenly, out from the Eden, they went, and pain and suffering and horrible things happened. They're still happening. So, of course, God sent people to correct the people. Didn't work. Finally, Jesus, God the Son, came among us and through his death and resurrection destroyed the power of sin and death so we don't have to sin. And not just not have to sin, but we have the power, the graces, the blessings to proclaim the gospel message. And if we look at the very last book of the Bible, that's the book of Revelation. And what do we have there? We have another tree. This time it's the tree of life in the New Jerusalem. And we will all partake of the glories of heaven. And of course, Jesus himself, he is the true vine. And what did he do? He died on a tree, the cross. So we have all these images that keep reminding us who we're supposed to be and who we're not supposed to be, so that we can fulfill the commandments of God in our lives and then attract other people. And of course, here we are in Easter. Easter is a time of great joy. Great joy. I mean, any day is a joyful day. But do we show the joy of Easter? Do we show the mercy of God? Do we show the hope that God gives to all of us? And so we're supposed to go out to people who may live in darkness, who are in despair, who are depressed, and say, yes, it's not easy, but God has it all under control. He's with us. He knows what's going to happen to us. We have all the angels and saints praying for us. We have our guardian angel. In other words, we have all sorts of help. We have the blessings of the Holy Spirit, special gifts, so that we, in fact, can go out into the world and bear good fruit and fulfill what God wants to be fulfilled, that he wants everybody to come to his kingdom. So we have a lot of work to do, and as we come each Sunday, we may hear something, be challenged by it. We're supposed to talk with one another and find out, so how did you show joy this weekend? How did you reach out to someone and tell the good news? You know, if we don't do that, it's probably not being done. And then, of course, we don't see the fruits being picked from the vine that is Jesus because nothing is happening. Now, so it's our problem. It's not God's. God has done everything he could possibly do and continues to do it so that we can be faithful Christians. We can be faithful as branches on the vine and bearing good fruit. You know, we all have our interests. We all have our comforts. We all have whatever it is that makes us happy. But the only true happiness, contentment, joy comes from God and from our walk with the Lord. And we're called to help one another in that, encourage one another, challenge one another, so that more and more people will hear the good news of salvation. And again, it's not just by, you know, looking at people and hoping that they're going to hear the word of God. It's by looking at people and then in some way engaging with them, maybe just through getting to know someone at the grocery store, smiling, and then asking, how are you doing? Can I pray for you? We have these wonderful gifts God has given us, but, you know, Catholics, we think, well, the priest should do that, or the deacon, or the people who are hired. Well, it's not. That's not what God wants. He wants every single person who is baptized to be a person who goes out into the world, proclaims the gospel, and bears good fruit. And it's a journey. And then someday, you know, we will no longer be here, but hopefully people will say, oh yeah, that community, they really live the faith. And they will say, I'm here today because someone preached the gospel to me, was kind to me, loving to me, prayed for me, and said, hey, come to church with me, and let's celebrate together. So sky's the limit when it comes to God, but we have to take what God has given us and bear good fruit. And of course, as Jesus says, we will be judged on that. And interestingly enough, these words of Jesus come just before he goes to the Kidron Valley for the time of prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. There again, there's another garden. Unlike the Garden of Eden, Jesus was successful in the Garden of Gethsemane. In his prayers to the Father, he was confident, he had hope. Yes, he didn't want to suffer, but he went through what he went through for you and for me. So we have the example in Jesus. What's stopping us from going into the world and being another Christ? Because that's what we're called to be. We not only have the power of Christ, but we have his very being in our bodies. When we receive communion, we become more and more like God because his flesh becomes part of our flesh. So again, there's the challenge that we face every day, to go forth and proclaim the gospel and bear fruit. And again, it's not simply so that we fulfill the commands of God, but it's because we have a gift given to us by God to take out into the world. We have this gift of faith that we can bring to other people. So as you go forth today, think about the many, many opportunities you will have. And in the morning, perhaps say, Lord, help me to be open to the little ideas and opportunities you give me so that I can better proclaim the faith, and see what happens. Then share it with someone, go out with someone, and do it two by two, however you want to do it. But proclaim the gospel so that not only will you be bearing good fruit, but you'll be inviting other people to come forward and bear good fruit.